A parade using handmade masks and puppets has been an annual event in Minneapolis for about 35 years. In Milwaukee, a group of artists and community theater leaders wanted to try something similar and make sure the parade carried a message about Milwaukee. So a few months ago, Jeff Holub says he and other organizers held public meetings and asked two sets of questions.
The first being, what do you most fear? What are your apprehensions? And the second was, what do you hope for? What do you aspire to? If we could make this a better place, what would we have to do that?
Holub says the answers to the questions about fear centered on the economy, crime, and the environment. So the planning team created a three-part parade storyline with puppets and floats depicting the concerns. Another organizer, Max Sampson, says the highlight of part one is a ship rocking on waves.
Sort of like the Titanic, and when it rocks one way, people slide down the deck, unemployed. The other way, people foreclose. There's in the water all around the boat, there's sharks. One smokestack says borrow, the other smokestack says consume.
For the past several weeks, Sampson and others have been inside a garage, stapling, hammering, and painting, getting the masks, puppets, and floats ready for tomorrow's parade. Angela Livermore has made an octopus on wheels that will be used in the economic section. She says each tentacle will hold a person who calls out messages of greed.
You know, max out your credit card or this or that.
At another table, a group of young women paint masks and large prayer hands that will be used in the crime and violence part of the parade. Marquisha Washington says she wants to show that being religious can reduce violence.
Like killing someone, that's like a sin. And if you believe in God, you would know that.
The environment portion of the parade focuses on parks, rivers, and healthy food. Ron Fry points to a tableau representing the growing power Urban Farm that tries to provide food to inner city residents. Fry says urban agriculture is a sign of hope.
The idea that you can use space in the city that's immediately available to people in the inner city, I think, is remarkable on many fronts. First of all, you have the people who are eating the food actually growing it, so you have that immediate sense of involvement. It's also much healthier food.
The Milwaukee Parade's effort to leave a message of hope will also use one of the elements of a more traditional parade, music. One of the performers will be a group of singers known as the Jubilation Choir.
One, two, three, four. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
The National Endowment for the Arts, Wisconsin Arts Board, and other agencies are helping fund the Milwaukee People's Parade. Organizers hope to make it an annual event. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.